Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com. Hi, everyone. I'm Jessie.
And I'm Karen. Welcome to Absolute Beginners Season 1, Lesson 23, A Spanish Miracle. Hola, Jessie. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y tú, Karen?
Muy bien.
So, Karen, what are we going to learn in this lesson?
In this lesson, we're going to learn about Latin American regionalisms.
Where does this conversation take place and who is it between?
The conversation takes place on the streets and it's between Samuel and Paco.
So the conversation is between friends?
Yes, so they'll be speaking informally. Okay, let's listen to the dialogue.
¿Qué hubo, Paco?
¡Qué milagro, Samuel! ¿Qué haces por acá?
Pues es fin de semana.
Eso sí, vamos a dar un rol.
Let's listen to the dialogue one time slowly.
¿Qué hubo, Paco?
¡Qué milagro, Samuel! ¿Qué haces por acá?
Pues es fin de semana.
Eso sí, vamos a dar un rol.
And now, with the English translation.
¿Qué hubo, Paco?
What's up, Paco?
¡Qué milagro, Samuel! ¿Qué haces por acá?
Samuel, what a miracle! What are you doing here?
Pues es fin de semana.
Hey, it's the weekend.
Eso sí, vamos a dar un rol.
Indeed it is. Let's go hang out. Okay, so Karen, we came across some slang in this dialogue.
Yes, we did.
And actually, later on in the lesson focus, we'll talk more about Latin American regionalisms in general. But for now, let's talk about the differences in Spanish in general.
Sure. I think that Spanish regional differences are really interesting. I mean, I'm from Peru and I'm a native Spanish speaker, but I wouldn't say some of the words that they use in the dialogue.
Ah, things like cubo and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I think a lot of people know about the major differences between, say, Spanish spoken in Spain and Spanish spoken in Latin America. But one thing that's surprising is all of the differences just among Latin American Spanish varieties.
Definitely. There are so many different countries, though, with different cultures, So it's natural that they all develop their own words and phrases.
Right. Sometimes native speakers from different countries don't even understand each other.
That's true. I was born and raised in Peru, and I moved to California, where there were mostly Mexican Spanish speakers, And I couldn't understand their slang at all.
Wow, that different then, huh?
It was surprising. It took me a while to get used to the way they speak.
So listeners, if you're planning to go to a certain country in Latin America, it probably wouldn't hurt to pick up a phrase book for Spanish used in that country.
I think that's a really good idea, just to kind of give you a head start.
Right. Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first one is
por acá.
Around here.
Por acá. Por acá.
Next is
qué milagro.
What a miracle.
Qué milagro. Qué milagro.
Next we have
qué hubo.
What's up? How's it going? Mexican slang.
¿Qué hubo? ¿Qué hubo?
Next is
pues.
So then.
Pues. Pues.
Next up is
rol.
Roll. List.
Rol. Rol.
Next word is
fin de semana.
Weekend.
Fin de semana. Fin de semana. Eso.
That.
Eso. Eso.
Next is
vamos a.
We are going to.
Vamos a. Vamos a.
Let's have a closer look at some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is
¿qué hubo?
What's up?
¿Qué hubo? It's a word used mainly in Mexico and Costa Rica.
And possibly some other countries. It's kind of hard to tell how far it spreads. And like I said, it means what's up.
Yes, and it comes from the phrase ¿qué hubo?
Now, let's keep in mind that this word and the phrase it comes from are used only informally.
That's important to know. Never use it with older people or your boss. That is a big no.
Okay, let's look at another one. Our next phrase is...
¿Qué milagro?
This one is simple. It means, what a miracle.
Right. Milagro is, of course, miracle. And qué means what. And it's often used in phrases of surprise, like in English.
Right, like qué bonito. How pretty, things like that.
Yes, so qué milagro is just what a miracle.
And I find that sometimes it's used in a sarcastic or funny way.
Yes, yes. For example, trabajaste, qué milagro.
And that means you did some work, what a miracle.
It has kind of a playful jab to it.
And next we have?
Por acá.
It means around here. Por meaning around and acá meaning here.
Yes, and we can also say por allá, which means around there or that way.
Next is?
Pues.
Pues, this one means well or sometimes then. It can even be used as or let's see. In the dialogue, though, it's pretty close to well.
Pues es fin de semana.
Well, it's the weekend.
Now, pues is a colloquialism and is used a lot.
A lot. And you'll find that when it's said really quickly, it turns into pus or even just like a ps sound.
Yes, yes. I think you're right.
And lastly, we have?
Rol.
Now, in the dialogue, we heard it used in the phrase dar un rol, and this is slang that's used in Mexico, and it means hang out or go around.
Now, something that you need to know is that the real meaning of rol is something totally different. Rol originally means list, role, role, as in to play a role, etc.
But the usage we saw in this conversation was, of course, totally different. But we'll get a little more into that in the next section, right?
Yep.
Okay, so with that, let's move on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, we will look at some Latin American regionalisms, particularly those from Mexico.
That's right. We'll take a look at dar un rol, cubo, and others.
In Spanish, there are a lot of regionalisms that are used really frequently.
Definitely, so it helps to know them.
And slang is also a lot of fun to learn, too, so let's get to it. Let's look at the first one. We touched on it briefly in the vocab section. Dar un rol means go around somewhere.
Dar is an AR verb that means to give. And the literal meaning of rol is role or list.
Yes, the literal meaning is completely different. Anyway, how is it used in the dialogue?
Samuel says, it's the weekend, es fin de semana. And Paco says, eso sí, vamos a dar un rol.
Indeed it is. Let's go hang out. Let's give another example of this phrase.
Hola Juan, vamos a dar un rol por la playa.
Hey Juan, let's go around the beach.
Not that hard, right? I think rol is relatively easy to use.
Now let's look at cubo.
This one is also used in Mexico mainly, but in Costa Rica it's used as well.
Yes, and this means what's up?
Yes, and it's informal. Use it with friends, but never in formal situations.
How is it used in the dialogue?
Samuel says, ¿Qué hubo, Paco?
What's up, Paco? So basically you just use it as a greeting.
Yes, that's right. It's a combination of the words que, what, and hubo, there was. So literally it means what was there. But now it just means what's up or what's going on. ¿Qué hubo?
Again, remember that this is not widespread throughout all Spanish-speaking countries.
Right. Now, I know Monday is not in the dialogue, but I think it's important to mention since we're talking about Mexican regionalisms.
I agree because Monday is used a lot in Mexico.
Okay, listeners, Monday really comes from the verb mandar, which means to send. It's a command.
But in Mexico, it means yes in a polite way. So if, for example, I go to a store and I say, excuse me, the salesperson might say, mande?
Right.
It can also be used to mean, excuse me, or sorry, when you didn't catch something that was said.
Oh yeah, like where you usually use como.
Right, in Mexico you can say, mande? You will hear this a lot too. If you use it outside of Mexico though, people will probably notice and say, oh, Mexican Spanish.
Yes, that's right. You can tell right away.
Okay, well, listeners, let us know if there are any Spanish slang terms that you know.
Definitely. You can leave us a comment in the comment section of this lesson.
That's going to wrap it up for today.
Get instant access to all of our Spanish lessons.
With any subscription, instantly access our entire library of audio and video lessons.
Download the lessons or listen or watch online.
Put them on your phone or another mobile device and listen, watch, and learn anywhere.
Lessons are organized by level. So progress in order one level at a time.
Or skip around to different levels. It's up to you.
Instantly access them all right now at SpanishPod101.com.
Until next time.
Hasta luego. Adios.
¿Qué hubo, Paco?
¡Qué milagro, Samuel! ¿Qué haces por acá?
Pues es fin de semana.
Eso sí, vamos a dar un rol.